This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. Happy, happy, happy 4th of July. I hope you all had a great day, this weekend. But I want to let you know something. Today, over 48 million Americans live in poverty. Government programs such as food stamps help some people, especially children. But even so, 16% of American children are living in poverty, according to the supplemental report. So when families are broke, hungry, and alone, my special guest, Renee Gentry, Executive Director of ICM Food and Clothing Bank, provides a safe place for them to come. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Renee.
Thank you so much, Vance. I'm happy to be here.
What, I mean, it is 4th of July. It's we're up in triple digits now.
Yes, we are.
And people are in need. People are hurting. What is ICM Food and Clothing Bank?
We began about 32 years ago, formerly known as Interfaith Cooperative Ministries, and we shortened that name a few years ago because, frankly, clients were saying, calling and saying, can I speak to a minister? And really, that's not what we are. We're a group of volunteers and some paid staff that meet the needs of, well, last year, 115,000 people through food boxes, clothing, toiletries, household goods. We have a free medical clinic that's once a month upstairs in our building where another group of volunteers help our clients who do not have health insurance. So we're there for it. We don't do any income eligibility. We figure we're in kind of a very low-income, poor part of Phoenix. And if you're coming down there, you must need something. So we're going to meet those needs. We do ask for a couple of pieces of ID. One would be for you to bring a picture ID of yourself and the people in your family. If you are, for instance, a father raising children, bring pictures or some kind of ID about the children as well. Maybe access cards of school, immunization records, whatever those kinds of things are, so that we can put them into our database. And then you can come twice a month and get your food supplement that may help stretch out that limited income that you have, especially when you're raising children. We want to be a help to you. We also have children's clothing on hand. We can give them toiletries or you toiletries. Maybe we'll have a lamp you need, a set of linens and things for the kitchen. And then again, you can come to the medical clinic if you aren't already set up with medical care.
Well, what I love also, I know you help families and individuals, but this past winter, you donated, your agency, yourself, you guys donated over 100 coats to Father Matters, The sport coats. And I want to say this on the air nationally. Thank you so much, Renee. Aww. Because, you know, we have our Job and Training Institute, and a lot of guys, once they're able to get their resume sharp and they feel a little confidence, they don't have that sport coat. They don't have that shirt. And you guys said, come get these coats. And we were able to bless so many men. And guys were like, man, I wore my sport coat to the interview. So I want to thank you that you don't just serve families. You also are giving to other agencies.
Well, that blesses me too. And that's what we're there for. We want to work with everybody who has a need. If we've got it, we want to give it away.
Yes.
We are not in the business of stockpiling anything. If it comes into us as a donation, it's going to go out within a day or two.
Yes.
And so if we've got it on hand, we want to help other people. And we were particularly geared and pleased, our donors are as well, when we can help someone get a job. If that's what's in line for this gentleman or a woman who needs help, we're really all over that. Please try to help yourself and get your own job. That's the best way to help your family.
Yes.
And so if we can also be in the path of helping that individual, that's what we want.
Renee, 16% of American children are living in poverty. You provide nutrition bags for small children. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, and that's a national statistic, Vance, when in fact it's 1 in 4 children in Arizona that are in poverty, which is a really high number. And so we are particularly concerned with getting good nutrition to children. We have a new program where we are just really concentrating on getting good nutrition in snack bags to children. Children who come to see us with their parents, whether it's a single parent, two-parent family, grandparents, whoever it is, they lots of times have not eaten that morning. They may not have eaten much the day before. So the first thing we do is give them a snack to eat while they're there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we find out that babies are crying out of hunger. Maybe the parent did not have enough formula. Baby formula might have filled up the bottle with water,
yes,
which is not going to be enough nutrition for that baby. So we're also going to look carefully at that. If mom or dad expresses, I don't have enough formula, we're going to make sure they get enough. We also have given out diapers if we have them. So we're trying very hard to meet the needs of young children.
We are in July. It's triple digits. It is hot out there. And this is what I love about the show, because other agencies who partner with Father Matters use these clips to share with other agencies and organizations. How would another agency call ICM, Food Bank and Clothing, call them and say, I have a client or I have a customer? What would they have to do? Is it a referral process?
Yes, it is. And in fact, you can call me and leave a message for me. We don't have a direct answering system at this time because of the numbers of client calls, but call me at 602-254-7450 extension 3 and leave me a message and say, hey, I've got a client. I know this family. They're next door to me. How can we hook them up and get them something? We can make that happen. We'll call you back and schedule something. If an agency needs to partner with us on some need, they actually have, we just had a refugee group call us and say, we've got a bunch of folks, new folks from Africa. We need to give them some clothing. How can we make this happen? So we will make an extra effort at bringing that family in. Maybe it's going to be after hours just because of their newness to our society. They're a little confused, they're a little overwhelmed, so we will make every effort we can to make them comfortable and help them.
And on the flip side of this, Renee, because it's not in your heart and you won't ask, because all you do, I mean, just you admitted you said that and I believe you, just as quick as it comes into your agency, you give it right back out. How can people help ICM? You're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. So what can people do right now? There's people with things at home. There's people that can help financially. They can donate. How can they donate anything? How would they get in touch with you? What can they do first?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
we, of course, yes. If we served 115,000 individuals last year, we need donations. We need donations of food and clothing. And particularly now, since we're speaking to a group of primarily men who are going to be listening to this show, we need men's clothing. Men do not change their clothes out enough. They don't shop like women do. They may not have the funds to do that. So if you're listening to this show and you've got a suit or a shirt that don't fit anymore, pants, belts, shoes, whatever it is, make sure that you think about donating it to us. The other big need besides men's clothing is children's clothing. That's always a big need. So if you know a family, if you have grandchildren and they have outgrown clothing, ours is a great place to bring that stuff. We also can come and pick it up from you as long as we have some kind of a truck in that neighborhood or something like that. But we will take your donations at our location, which is 501 South 9th Avenue in Phoenix. That's about four blocks south of Jefferson. It's a big warehouse that's gray and has a big orange stripe around the middle of it. So it's hard to miss. And we will take your donations, in fact, 6 days a week. So,
but if people can't get to you, people don't feel like cleaning up their closet, but they've got $10, they got $20, they've got $5, how and where can they donate? Because it's summertime. You guys are going through pallets of water right now.
Yeah.
You don't have as many summer clothes as you need. How can people donate, Renee?
Boy, there's a good sales guy right here. You can send us a donation of any kind to Post Office Box 2225, Phoenix, Arizona, 85002. But for a lot of people that are listening, they're probably internet savvy. So go to our website at www.icmaz.org, and you will see all kinds of information about us and how to donate, pictures of our volunteers, pictures of the need, talking about how we all come together and help all these people. You know, I have a staff, I need to mention this, of five full-time and about 8 part-time staff. Everybody else who works for us is a volunteer. Mm-hmm. Another great way to help ICM is to volunteer. And we love it when younger people come because, frankly, they're pretty good at that computer, whereas mm-hmm. some of our 85-year-old volunteers may not be as sharp anymore on that. And there are all kinds of places to volunteer internally. They can fold clothing if they don't want to deal directly with clients. They can fill food boxes. And that's another way to get in touch with us by the website. And Abby, our director of volunteers, would be happy to set up a tour for you. Come in and look around, see what we're doing, and then help us.
And also with all this, you know, with the clothing and the food, people are struggling with shelter. They're struggling with homes right now. You have a case management program that can help with housing. Can you share with that a little bit?
We do. And actually, that's one of the things that we try very hard to pull together is all the resources we can for our clients. Housing is one area that's very critical to our people, affordable housing. Job finding is very critical to our people. And I know Vance's Father Matters program is very involved in that effort as well. We have someone from Goodwill coming down once a week who will do some job talk with people. Where are they? What do they need from them? And so we do have a case manager who handles a lot of that. We also sign up people for food stamps right on the place if they're in need. And I know the word is out there, well, there's not very much to be gotten in food stamps, but I got to tell you, if you can just get $100 a month in food stamps, that's going to take you further than not having that.
That was going to be my next question. Can you explain what's the process of getting the food stamps, signing up? How do you qualify? How does that work?
Okay, so just come to our address, 501 South 9th Avenue in Phoenix, and we're about 4 blocks south of Jefferson. Come to the front door, have your ID and your picture ID, and then have a proof of residence as well, because what we're trying to do is not eliminate serving the homeless, but the boxes have food that needs to be prepared, so we need to know that that you have a place to prepare the food. And then you come into the building, the food stamp lady, who's very young, but we call her that, is happy to help that person with signing up for food stamps or any other referral that they need.
That is so powerful. And I was there. I was there when it was the front was just hopping, but it was being ran so smoothly, Renee. I just love your operation. And when we get back, I want to talk about the Cathedral Health Services that you partnered with. You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Renee Gentry with ICM Food and Clothing Bank. We'll be back after this message. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back with Renee Gentry, Executive Director of ICM Food and Clothing Bank. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Renee, with all these powerful services, and we're about to get into the middle of the summer, we're in July right now, you have a collaboration with Cathedral Health Services to conduct free medical screening clinics once a month. Please share what's going on with that.
I'd be happy to. Cathedral Health Services came out of a program at Trinity Cathedral, the Episcopal congregation downtown Phoenix. And what happened was they already had a collection of volunteers, medical people, that would go down to the border and provide these services once a month. And their director came to visit us and saw that we had space upstairs in our building, and they suddenly made a shift. And this was about 7 years ago now, to provide medical screening services at ICM. ICM once a month. And so there are several doctors that come in. There are a number of nurse practitioners, phlebotomists who actually are testing for either HIV, diabetes, the chronic illnesses that occur in our population. All of these people volunteer. They all bring their hospital background with them. Some of them are from the Banner organization. They're from Grand Canyon University, wow. ASU. They come from all over the place. Maricopa County Hospital sends in some volunteers. So this is really a great effort. Another group of people helping those who do not have enough. So many of our clients, especially the women, and I'm sure a number of men also, they're focused on raising the family, getting through the day, trying to keep the job. They're not thinking about their health. And they will come to us and be very surprised to know that their blood pressure is out of control, that they've got the same kinds of heart disease maybe their father had, that yes. diabetes is occurring in themselves and maybe in their parents or other significant people in their family. And so then we make that connection to the regular doctor's office to get followed up. We're very concerned that so many of our people do not pay attention to their health because of all the pressures of what they're going through. And they may not have insurance and may not know how to get insurance. So that's another one of the things that we will put together for them.
Well, what I love is sometimes when they come to your place and they get testing, if the test comes back at normal, Cathedral, you guys, you will go out to do a home visit.
Yeah. Yeah. If the test comes back abnormal, we will certainly contact that person and say, we've got an issue here. When can we meet and talk to you about this problem? We had a woman who had blood pressure was 200 over 130. She already had kidney failure, and she was very hesitant to be measured or considered because she actually brought her husband in. She was more concerned about him. So we see that as, you know, we're putting my needs on the back burner because someone else in the family needs. And fathers raising children are going to be in that same boat. They're yes. more concerned about that those kids, getting them to school, getting them on the right path, following up on their job, and they may also be neglecting their health. So that's a good resource for them.
A lot of times when I'm doing different presentations, I use the whole airplane. You know, they say, put the oxygen mask on yourself first, mm-hmm. then put it on your spouse, then put it on your child or children, then put it on the person that's next to you. Mm-hmm. We are dealing with people that are broken, Renee, and that's why I appreciate and love ICM so much. And because everything you say that you're doing, you do. Mm-hmm. I've saw it. I've witnessed it. My Father Matters benefit from mm-hmm. what you do. And we are behind you 100%. And we need to realize there are people who could be making $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 last month and be completely wiped out this month.
That's for sure.
We've
seen that.
We are dealing with brokenness.
Right.
People are coming, and even when they come to Father Mass, they don't realize, I don't even know how I got in this situation. And they are afraid to reach out. They're afraid to ask for help.
Right.
We get partners who work for agencies who will call us and say, we need, as staff, we need food stamps. We need child support services. My husband needs Father Matters services. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is we need to stop acting like none of us ever been through anything. None of us are in this line of work for the money.
That's for sure.
None of us are not in this line of work for the money.
Yeah.
We can relate some way, type of form. I was raised in a single mom home. My mom had me age 13 years old. 13. And I'm from Baltimore. You know, all that stuff that's been going on a couple of months ago. I'm from that. I'm from there. So through the grace of God at 47 years old, I am where I am at. Because the enemy had my life set up. Believe me. I was not supposed to be where I am. So when I get the opportunity to host a show, have guests like you, my engineer, Jeremy Siegel, is like, what am I doing here? But this can happen to anyone. Do you have any success stories, any testimonies of people who say, I don't know how I ended up like
this? It happens every day. And you know, yes. And people are surprised that they need to come for help. And so, sometimes I think they are in denial and they're waiting until the very last minute to come. But we've had people with 8 or 10 people in the family crammed into 2 rooms in an apartment and actually feeling blessed about that, feeling good about that because they've got a roof over their head, but they don't have enough money as a group to buy food. because it's either rent or food, or medical care or food, or car payment
or daycare or food.
Daycare is a huge, huge money sucker, and we hear that all the time. And so when we are able to provide food for a family, lots of times that allows them to make another bill payment that they weren't able to make. That is one of the reasons that we exist and one of the things that we try to provide.
And this is why I want people, look, if you are an agency listening to this show, do not hold this information. If you have customers that's having health issues, let them know about this show. Let them know about ICM. Renee, again, what is the phone number, the website, the Facebook link? How can people, partners and individuals, get a hold of ICM?
Thank you. That's a good question. We're at www.icmaz.org on the web. We are at 602-254-7450, extension 3 to reach me so that I can refer you or help you with your questions. We do have a Facebook page. We have a Twitter account. We're doing all those things. Some of that is coming up right now on our website. We've got a live feed. But we will respond to you. We want to make sure that your needs are met as much as we can. I do have one very cute story. This is a gentleman who, an older man, he's about 66 years old, and I won't give you his name, but he's 6'7", this gentleman, and disabled. And he called and said, you know, I don't have any shoes, and I can't find any shoes, and I can't afford to buy any shoes. So our volunteer director is in touch with the Sons organization, and we made sure that they knew of this need because the man wore a size 16 shoe, which is not going to be in our shoe collection.
That's right.
And so the Sons were so gracious, and they made sure that this gentleman got two new pairs of shoes, size 16, and we got them to him, for which he was just over the moon excited. When your feet are bad and you're elderly and you can't afford shoes, it's got to be humiliating to call and ask for help. I don't think he loved calling us, and he seemed embarrassed about it. And then he called again about a month later and said, do you remember me? He's a hard guy to forget when he's that big and doesn't have shoes. So we were able to meet that need and felt very good and very blessed to do it.
You know, Renee, if you could, because we only got a couple of minutes left, can you speak to that person that is going through something, listening to this show, but going through something, don't know how to ask, don't want to ask because they're still shocked that they're in this situation. Mm-hmm. Can you minister to the heart of them right now?
Sure. I think the one thing to know is that you are not alone. There are so many people in need. We see about 150 families every day, 6 days a week down at ICM. There are many people that are in your same boat, that not to, to diminish what you're going through, but there are many people like you. So do take care of yourself or your children by giving us a call or coming to ICM. 501 South 9th Avenue in Phoenix, about four blocks south of Jefferson. Big warehouse building, gray with an orange stripe, and we're happy to help you. We're open every day, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 11 in the morning. So get yourself down there and don't be humiliated. Don't be upset. All the volunteers are loving and kind people. The staff is all loving and kind. We will take you in as one of ours and help you. And then you can help us when you get back on your feet.
Because I love that, because when I was down there, some of your volunteers, people who actually been through your program, mm-hmm. I sensed that. How mm-hmm. just to see that pride in them, that self-respect mm-hmm. that they've gotten. How does it look when someone come in at the beginning and then they come out at the end?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, that is an interesting thing. And my background is actually counseling and therapy. And I really love that when someone feels so down and out and practically drags in the door for help and then feels good, they'll say, I've been blessed. I feel better about my situation because now I know I can come here. So to make that link with them is very satisfying to everybody down there. We also use a lot of free hands besides volunteers. We are a connection to the court system for community service. So if a person has, you know, run red lights, has a little issue here and there, they can come down there and work off some hours. And by golly, they will fill out those hours and then keep volunteering. Say, I really like being down here.
That is so awesome. Renee, thank you for taking the time to come out here on 4th of July night. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Thank you, Vance. It was an honor.
And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.